Welcome to the show called Let's Talk Homeschool, brought to you by Apologia Educational Ministries. This is the show where we talk about everything homeschooling, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. We want to affirm and encourage you in the decision to homeschool, challenge and inspire you to take it to new heights, and celebrate everything you get to experience along the way in this adventure of a lifetime. We are your hosts, Davis and Rachel Carmen. And we want to remind you, our listening audience, that you can now watch us on YouTube, or you can continue to listen to us on your favorite podcast app. Today's show is titled, How Many Times? This is part two in a 12 or 13 part series. We did an introduction to the series where we're going to be talking about your book. Let me show them the book. Here, this is the book, How Many Times Do I Have to Tell You?, written by my lovely wife, Rachel. There's 68 chapters, and we're going to cover 10 of those chapters in this series. And I say there was going to be the intro and the conclusion. That makes 12, but I also said 13 because we might have a bonus chapter that we're not telling folks. So what's today's topic in How Many Times?
So yeah, there's 68 chapters in the book. There were far more sayings that I felt like I was saying to my kids. I heard myself saying to our kids. I heard you saying to the kids that could have been included, but we narrowed it down to 68. And so for this series, we're just going to do the top 10-ish, right? And so the first one for our series today is, I remember the day you were born. And I remember when our kids were little and we would celebrate their birthdays, I would very often on their birthday recount their birthday, the day that they were actually born. And it is just such a pleasure to have all of those memories to think back on and to share with the kids.
It is. And as a father versus a mother, the memories are a little bit different. I've found it strange through the years that although I remember the birth of every one of my kids, you definitely remember much more of the actual details of the day. And sometimes I have to ask you, was this the kid that did this or was it one of the other kids? That I know there was a memory about something. Yeah. So I just find it beautiful that even though we were both there, you were much more intimately there than
it's
I was.
True. It's true.
And you definitely remember a lot of the details, and the kids love to hear their birth story.
Yeah. And so it's always been funny because when I launch into telling one of the kids' stories, right, the others are, what about me? Or what about me? Or tell about this? Or I like it when you tell this part of it. And so sharing those stories with your children can be very powerful. And look, we have friends who have gotcha stories, those stories about adoptions when parents traveled across the country, sometimes across the globe, to pick up their kids on that very special, what's come to be referred to as a gotcha day, when they actually get the child that they've adopted, sometimes across thousands of miles. And so it doesn't really matter if it was actually a physical birth story or the gotcha day story, or perhaps you end up with your family, the way God builds your family is perhaps through older children adoption, right? All of those stories matter.
And we all have a story.
We do.
And
we all have a story.
How did I get here? And it helps create in a child their that there is a bigger picture and story that God is weaving in their lives, and it started on their birthday.
Yeah, and it's part of their identity, right? Who are my parents, and how did I get in this family, and the sovereignty of God, too. I mean, look what God has done building your family and giving brothers and sisters and grandparents and aunts and uncles and all of that, just the goodness of God. So with seven, the birth stories are as diverse as the seven kids that we have. There were some common things along the way, but there were a lot of differences along the way too. And you and I talk often about how even from the very beginning, we could see differences in our children.
Oh, yeah.
And expressions and all of that from the very beginning. And I don't know, did your mom tell you your birth story when you were growing up? Was that something that you heard?
Well, I don't know that I have recollections of my actual birth story, but I do remember fondly, as we most of us want to know our origin story, so to speak. And I do remember my mom telling me some stories about when I was very young.
Right, yeah. No, I remember, I just wondered if it was more the birth story, if you remember the... If she said
And of course, the thing that's wonderful about those things are these are stories that you don't remember because we usually don't have actual memories till we're around 4 plus or minus years old. And so if there's not a lot of pictures, then it's the stories that maybe your parents or grandparents told you. So I do remember those stories when I was 1, 2, or 3, fondly. But the actual birth stories, that, like you say, they were so unique and different for each one of our kids. And I, one of the things I just want to share is when we were pregnant with our first, we went to the birthing classes. Yeah. And it was very exciting because we're going to be parents for the first time. Yeah. And so even for us, it was, wow, this is so exciting. Mm-hmm. And it was a long list of 10, 11, or 12 classes that we went to once a week for a while.
I think it was only 6, but the point is,
it was a lot. It was very involved. And but I remember this, the instructor told us pretty early that, you know, on week 3 or 4, we're going to do the class on the cesarean birth. And you have to make it because if you miss, you'll probably have a cesarean.
Yeah, that's true.
And oddly enough, we didn't have great cars back then.
Yeah.
And we were on our way to that class and had a flat tire.
I know.
And I was so nervous. I was thinking, no, I've got to get this fixed. We've got to get to class because that's not what we want this to be. And fortunately, you didn't have to have any cesareans for any of these kids.
Right, yeah.
Which is a different story in its own right.
It's true.
I do recall that. And just it's enjoyable to share even just tangential stories like that with the kids about as we were expectant parents and then what we were thinking and expecting with each one of them as our family grew.
Well, and, you know, with the first and second, Charles didn't really remember when Anderson came home, right? But subsequently, as our family grew, the siblings anticipated it more. In fact, you and I've told the story many times. So our number 7 ended up being the tiebreaker, right? We were 3 and 3. And the girls really wanted a sister, and the boys were really pulling for another brother. And the way our family, the way God built our families, we have 2 sons, 3 daughters, and then 2 sons at the 2 sons at the end, spoiler. And I remember Anderson ended up going with me. Everybody else was 6. So he went with me to the appointment. And we found out that it was going to be a little boy. Our 7th was going to be a little boy. And so we went and got a cake that was all blue and brought it home to celebrate that we were going to have another boy. And I just remember the girls crying.
The girls cried.
They were so sad. They really wanted a baby sister. But, I mean, it wasn't, you know, anything awful. But it was a family celebration when we brought each subsequent child home. And it was just a real blessing to welcome each one and to retell and tell. I know that my mother told my birth story to me when I was very young. And I just remember enjoying hearing that because it does matter. Those stories matter. But the point of the book is not so much the things that we say to our kids because we're all talking to our kids. But it's that with a little bit of a twist. And the twist is that God remembers the day each one of us was born too.
That's right.
Not just physically. So it may be that your birth story is not a pleasant one. Perhaps the surrounding circumstances were less than ideal. Perhaps it was overwhelmingly negative for one or both of your parents, potentially for yourself. But you need to know that God knows that. It may be that nobody else knows that. It may be that your birth story, you don't even know. But God knows. God knows your birth story. And I think that can be so powerful, perhaps most powerful for those whose birth stories were not ideal. But that God knows and He sees. He knows your physical birth story. He knows your spiritual birth story. God remembers the day that you were born spiritually. He remembers the day that you dared to walk an aisle, raise a hand, say a prayer, bend a knee, and confess the name of Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's powerful.
That is. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to continue this conversation. But right now, I want to tell you all that homeschool moms are raving about Apologia's Exploring Creation with Mathematics curriculum, calling it a total game changer. With hands-on math activities and games, short 30-minute lessons, an open and go format, and a suggested 4-day workweek schedule, you and your children will love Apologia's math curriculum. One mom said, "I finally found it. I've been searching for years for the perfect math curriculum, something hands-on with short lessons, everything laid out in an easy-to-use parent manual. Apologia knocked it out of the park with this one. So many homeschool families have switched to Apologia Math after struggling with other curriculum choices and have seen their children become excited about math for the first time. Visit apologia.com/math today and discover why so many homeschool families are switching to Apologia Math. All right, so we've been talking about how many times do I have to tell you? That's the title of the book. This is the first part of the series. We did an introduction a while back. This is the first one where we're actually looking at a chapter, the chapter How I Remember the Day You Were Born. And then you were just starting to talk about the real point of the book, and that is, sure, there's things we say to our kids, but God is probably saying that exact same thing to you, and what can you learn about, in this case, the day that you were born, and the story that God has for you as your Heavenly Father.
Yeah, it's a powerful thing, because I can remember when each one of our children was baptized. I remember a couple, I don't remember all of their profession of faith stories, because some of them happened not directly with us. But I do remember when they were all baptized. And those are very special memories. And I'm very grateful for each one of those. But I really do remember my own profession of faith. I remember when the day that I was baptized, the 4th of the 4th, 1977. And I remember it so vividly because it was a time at which we were missionaries in South Africa. And I remember going to my dad and I was like, "Dad, I want to be baptized. I want to follow Jesus," right? And I remember that my dad baptized me in our pool. We happen to have a pool at our missionary house. Don't think about that too much. It was just what it was. And several people came over and I was baptized. And what's powerful to me about that is it wasn't just my immediate family. Heaven celebrated that day, just like heaven celebrated the day that you made your profession of faith. And I think it's important for us to remember those days and know that our Heavenly Father knows. But it also occurs to me now that we're older and our kids are launched. You know, we have friends and know many people and our own children who, though they have made professions of faith, life is hard.
It is.
And we know more than our fair share, sometimes I think, of people whose kids have wandered and they've strayed and they're not on the path anymore. But you know what's glorious about that is that God remembers the day that they were born.
Right.
And He holds them. And I think it can be a great comfort to parents to know that God remembers and that God holds them. And I think it's important for us to remember our own day that we made a profession. God remembers what we promised. God remembers how wholeheartedly that we said, "I want to follow you." And it's good for us to remember that, because sometimes God says, "I need you to do this," or "I want you to do this," or we find ourselves in a circumstance and we feel all alone. And it's really valuable for us to remember that we're never alone.
That's right.
That He remembers. We might forget what we promised. We might forget that how enthusiastic we were. We might forget about all of that, but He doesn't forget.
Yeah.
And He holds that memory for us because He remembers the day that we were born, each one of us individually, not just in mass, but individually, He remembers that day. And it's special to Him. The Bible says that we're the apple of His eye. And just as we can get so excited about the days that our children was born, God celebrates the day that we were born too.
Well, that's so true. And it's very personal for each one of us. And so take a moment to just reflect on the stories that your parents may have told you when you were born, the stories you've told your own children when they were born,
right. The
stories of your children's spiritual birth, and especially the story that God reminds you of when you became a child of God. And you mentioned, you know, mine. I had a spiritual birthday, June 5th, 74, which means this year I'm celebrating my 50th spiritual birthday.
Wow.
And what's really interesting about that story is it was a revival weekend, and I went forward and got baptized, and there was another good friend, peer of mine, who got baptized on the same night. And so then after church, we went home, but then our friends whose daughter had been baptized, they made a surprise visit to our house with cake and dessert, and we had a celebration.
Yeah.
Because this was a significant milestone worth celebrating, and I remember that part in particular was that our parents mm-hmm. intentionally made a point to celebrate that night
yeah.
on that night when it happened. Is wonderful. And so that particular friend, I'm Facebook friends with them, and you know, we share a quick message yeah. on June 5th yeah. every year. So it is wonderful to remember that story because God has a message for you. Mm-hmm. He wants to remind you that there's things I want to tell you. Mm-hmm. And one thing I want to remind you is never forget the day you were born of spirit and water.
So, yeah. And I think now, too, as grandparents, right, we've got different memories of the day that our grandkids were born. And some we were more involved in than others. Some of it was just a phone call. I remember when our oldest granddaughter was born, our oldest grandchild was born, we weren't even together.
I know.
We were in different states. And, in fact, we were all in different places. None of us were together. I remember I got the call because she came a little early, and I got the call, and I was like, wait, what? How did this happen? But even knowing about some of their birth stories and all the different, you know, now we have 8 anticipating number 9. Now I pray daily for their salvation and the day that they will put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Right. And I look forward to having those memories to add to their birth stories.
Well, even to that with the grandkids, I enjoy telling my grandkids my perspective on the day they were born.
Oh, yeah.
Where was I when you were born? What when was I doing? How yeah. did I get the news? Who did I call first? How did we celebrate?
Yeah.
And with our oldest grandchild, it is interesting to just remind myself mm-hmm. the story of when she came into this world and the story of each one that I can remember distinct things about it so that I think are precious and worth sharing with them.
Yeah, exactly. Because we want to continue the blessing of remembering their stories as they get older.
That's right.
And celebrating it.
So we've been talking about how many times do I have to tell you? This is the book that Rachel wrote. There are 68 chapters, and we are covering 10, possibly an 11th bonus, in this series that we'll do roughly once a month as we go through the year to look at some of the highlights of 10 to 11 chapters in the book. We're calling the series How Many Times? But as always, we have to bring these conversations to a close. So thank you for listening. This is Let's Talk Homeschool, brought to you by Apologia Educational Ministries, and we are your hosts, Davis and Rachel Carmen. Have a great day, and until next time, we are walking by faith and enjoying the homeschooling adventure of a lifetime.